Blog Talk Radio. This podcast is brought to you by BetterBrighterEasier.com, home of Rumigator, the natural neutralizer. This room freshener and linen spray is made with organic essential oils, which use the power of Mother Nature to make your home smell fresh and odor-free. Try it in your bedroom, your bathroom, and your car. Go greener with Rumigator, available at BetterBrighterEasier.com. Hello and welcome, everyone. This is Lucy Weston from Here We Are with Lucy.com, and I am so happy to be back and talking to you on this podcast. It has been a while since I've done one of the Here We Are talk shows, and I'm glad that you're joining me. I have something like really important that I've been using, and it's working, and I've been sharing it with friends and people that I meet through my blogging and all the other things that I do, and it's been very effective. So I really want to explain it to you and offer it to you and hope that it will help you too. So first time back to blogging. Give me one sec. I just want to do a little housekeeping. You know that you can did I say blogging? I meant podcasting. Has been a little while. It's, you know, one of the things in life that I find is I have a lot to do every day, and whether it is just running the blog, writing, finding articles, deciding, you know, if when I'm going to film some more videos and putting all that together and so on and so forth. So with all of that, I started to feel really overwhelmed, and I couldn't quite get it going the way that I wanted it to, and I had some stuff going on in my life, and that just wasn't working for me. So the way that I was doing it. Anyway, let me back up. All of that was happening and the lack of consistency and the feeling of overwhelmness and just spinning my wheels. And I keep hearing from women that they're having all of that as the result of them trying to do all the things that they want to do and whatever it is specific that's going on in their lives, and they're not getting to it. So about 2 years ago, I was out for New Year's Eve with a good friend of mine, and she and I were talking about our lives. You know, New Year's Eve always brings up stuff, and what did we want, and you know, what were we going to do? And we decided we were going to pick three words that were going to carry us through that year. And at the time, my three words were to be healthier, to find some inner peace, and have consistency. So throughout that year, those words carried me. I did everything I needed to do to sort of get, you know, try to be healthier, again, find the inner peace. I did more yoga. I started to meditate more regularly. And the consistency factor was still kind of floundering. So last year, I just did, that was my word. And stay with me here. I'm getting to the point of what this is. So when I was doing the consistency, I was still floundering. I thought, I don't know that this word is really doing it for me. I don't know, like, consistent how? I have so many things going on. Like, do you just do all the, you know, Pinteresting and social networking you need at once, and then you go to this other thing? And then, so I was bouncing around still. Well, this year, I think I finally have it, I don't want to say mastered, but I think at this point, it's starting to really gel. And what I realize is we're coming to the end of June. So today, you know, it's June 26th, 2018. We're almost in July, 6 months into the year. And the first article that I wrote at the blog this year was called New Year, New Word, New Journey. And I got this sort of going, and I always follow what I write. So, you know, if you read my stuff, you know that I'm testing it technically. One of the things was, you know, pick one word and get to it. Just start using that word as your beacon, your guide to motivate you, inspire you. And because there's a lot going on in this journey that we call life, you know, all the time. We're all busy and everybody's got stuff coming at them. But what is that word? And for me this year, it went from the previous word of consistency to prioritization. And once it hit me, and I started using it and said, oh my God, this is actually working for me. And I choose to use the noun form, prioritization versus prioritizing. There's something, you know, I'm all about words. So to me, the noun form sort of is a bigger global view of things. And I can sort of in my mind see what I need to do in prioritization. So every day when I get up now, I think about that word and how is that word going to affect me in terms of what am I going to do? How am I going to prioritize? What's the most important thing? And so on. And that's how I have been able to do all of the things that I've been doing. Now, I'm not saying I'm doing it perfectly because I'm not. I don't think anything is perfect, but I am learning each and every day. And I've really done this since January 1st, prioritization. And I'm sharing that word, and this is a very personal thing for me. So I'm sharing it with you because that word has helped me so much that I feel like if I don't and I hold back on it, that that's not being authentic, and I want you to understand where I'm coming from with this. So, you know, a while back I had been a guest on another podcast, and we talked about time and time management. And one of the things, I was going through my notes to prepare for the show, and one of the things I found was this note that I had that I must have said on that show. It's been a number of years. I just don't remember it, you know, what I exactly said. But my notes, and I'm going to read it to you, okay? It says, you don't have to do it all. Accepting this truth helps put, think of it this way. The doer of all ends up DOA, dead on arrival. I'm going to say that again. The doer of all ends up DOA, dead on arrival. So you need to stop doing it all and decide that you deserve to delegate, define boundaries, and do what it is you desire. So having said that, I want you to now think, as you're listening to this podcast, what might your word be? So that you can stop doing it all and not getting anything done and still having 10 things on your to-do list at the end of the day and you're, oh my God, I didn't do everything I needed to do, and feeling bad and beating yourself up, because a lot of that works on your self-esteem. But if you start to say, I don't need to do it all, I want to delegate, define my boundaries, and do what it is I desire, then you'll have clarity. You'll be able to complete the task that you're working on. There will be moments where you're like, all right, I'm doing this. I'm getting to where I want to be. Now, if you've been listening to my shows and reading the blog, you know that I'm big on goals. But goals can be very short term. They could be daily. They could be monthly. They could be yearly. They could be, you know, 5 years out. But the thing about what we're not really talking about goals per se today. Yes, you're getting to your goals by using this process, okay, of one word being all you need. But what you are doing, yes, you're getting to your goals. But what you're doing in the meantime is you're taking all the baby steps. You're taking the baby steps while you're also living your life. And that's why this is under the heading Loving Yourself. This is part four of this show. So this installment is about, again, you know, loving yourself in a different way. It's all loving yourself. It's how do you get there? How do we find inner peace and happiness? And while we do have such a busy lifestyle in the world and everything's moving so quickly. So, all right, so having read you that quote, surprising when I found it to myself, like I said, I was like, oh, I don't even remember writing this or saying it. But that, you know, that's something else. Okay. So we have the idea now. I think I've kind of gotten this through to you about the one word. And I said, like, if you're listening to this, what is your word? How do you pick the word? Now, maybe to start out with this process, you'll start like I did with three words and then narrow it down. And that's okay. There's no, you know, there's no set form here. But it's to get you to close off the stuff that you don't need to do, to pay attention to give your energy to. It's a word that's going to be, again, your inspiration, your guidance, your motivation, something that's going to carry you. So is it something about healing or health? Is it love? Are you moving your house? You relocating? Is that something that's overwhelming you? You know, what is it? Like, is it something you're like, okay, I need to find a word that's going to help me through this? Is it changing your career or getting more education, focus, travel, whatever it is, you need to look at where you're lacking, okay? And that's how this process is going to help you the most. You could pick a word for something you're, you know, getting a home run on every time, but that's not going to be the best use of this, what I'm trying to share with you here today. So that's something you really look at. What am I not doing well? Now, I had a long conversation with a very good friend of mine yesterday, and she's building a new house, essentially. She's got a job, she's got kids, she's got all these things, and literally have to move out of their house in a month. She's got nothing done. And we really drilled down yesterday to just looking at clothing. What was she going to do with the clothing? Now, I don't know what her word is, and we did talk about this, and it kind of prepped me a little bit to be able to talk to you today about this whole topic. But what it was we picked something very narrow, and she is going to work through that this week, and she's going to give herself a reward. And, you know, if you don't have a reward, it's almost like when you don't have hope. It's hard to get anything done if you don't have a reward. You know, in life, if you don't have hope for something or you're not looking forward to something, people can get very depressed or you get very sad or you're sort of like, what's the point of all this? You feel like you're in the rat race. But if you start to have a reward, and it doesn't have to be anything expensive. Her reward is she's going to go visit a friend of hers who has this girl visiting that wrote a book and they wanted to meet her. And so, like, just go over and have, you know, a cup of coffee and meet these people. That's her reward. And it's something she wanted to do and make her happy. And she's got between now and Friday, and she knows that that reward is also going to be sort of the, you know, dangling the carrot to keep going on this plan. Now, I'm not saying looking at your clothing is your word. That's just an example of, you know, focusing in on something and having the reward system in place. Your one word is always going to be your catalyst. It's going to be the thing that's going to keep you going. I know I've said that, but that is really how you have to think about it. There are days where I have, you know, 15 things on my desk. I've got emails coming in. I got people commenting on the blog. I've got social networking. The doorbell is ringing. I've got a delivery. Whatever it is, I'm doing Poshmark. I'm trying to make sales of, you know, out of my closet. When you've got all of this happening, you have to, for me, prioritize. And I don't care what it is you're doing. Prioritization is a key thing. But again, it's got to be your word in a word that will speak to you. You know, and each little time that you, I don't want to say little, each time, I take that back, you use your word, that's another step in the right direction to you becoming who you want to be and living the life you want to live. Okay? So each time you use that word, it's getting you to where you want to be, who you want to be, living the life you want to live. And in that in and of itself is a reward. So the reward system is built in, but you do need small rewards along the way. Now, one of the rewards for me this week, and I've been working straight through since last week, even through the weekend, just to get ahead of stuff, I wanted to replant a sunflower plant that I bought. It was just a little sunflower plant. It started looking a little peaked, and I thought, maybe it needs to be out of this pot. So the goal was yesterday to work all day, get all this stuff done, and I was going to repot this plant. And I did, and the weather was nice, and it was just, and the plant looks cute, and I went out and I watered it today, and it's adorable, and I'm very happy about that. That's a really small thing in terms of the bigger picture, but you know what? That small thing, It drove me through the day. I prioritized all the work I had to do. I did the work, and then I got my reward. And I was like, yeah. And last night when I checked off, repot the sunflower, I was very happy. So you will be too. Now let's talk about sometimes we all have a down day, right? We have a day where just nothing's working. Everything's going sideways. You can't, you know, you just can't get out of your own way. That's okay. Maybe you can't even remember your word that day. We've all had that, right? You're standing in the middle of the kitchen. You're like, oh, my God, I can't even. What am I doing here? What did I need? I went to the supermarket. I got five things I needed. in the house, but I didn't get the one thing I really, really needed. So, you know, those are days that we all get a little bit off track. That's okay. Accept it, work through it, do what you can. And I always call these waiting days, waiting to get back to being focused, waiting to prioritize, because sometimes things are just not gelling. Your brain and your energy, and you know, maybe you're feeling a little under the weather, or the weather truly is bad that day and you can't get out of the house. Whatever it is, on those days that you have that are off days, I don't want to call them down days, and I don't want to call them bad days, because no day that you're alive is bad. But it's off days. When you're off kilter, you're like, okay. Those are the days that you got to look around and go, well, what can I get done here? Can I do those three piles of laundry that are waiting for me? Can I move my spring clothes out, you know, for the summer and put some winter clothes away? It doesn't have to be a major project. You don't have to put a new roof on or move the house to the left. You just got to do a few little things that, you know, probably should be done. You know, and literally, I had a pair of black pants I wore to somebody's house recently, and I washed them, but they still had, like, I don't know what it was, some kind of lint from this blanket that was on this settee I sat down on. And I couldn't get the lint off. So I was like, I got to roll these pants and use tape on it and stuff. Well, they'd been hanging in the laundry room. And I had a day recently, and I did all those kind of little things. And I put away the winter clothes and the shoes, and then I ordered a pair of sneakers I needed, and I rolled those pants and I put them away, and I cleaned up my closet. All those little things. And I got to tell you, even though it wasn't a day of, like, you know, kicking the work, I felt really good. And I still prioritized things that maybe weren't going to, you know, ultimately get me to my final goals, but it got stuff done and I felt better. It wasn't hanging over my head. I didn't have that feeling in my gut. Just little things that I hadn't gotten to before, and I used that waiting day to get them done. And you know what? It feels good. My laundry room was clean, all of that. So you have to find those things that you know are hanging out there for you. We all have them, whatever it is. Those are the things that you do when you're having an off day, when your word isn't working for you, okay? It's not going to be a perfect science here. It's going to be a trial and error. And you may pick a word, you may listen to this podcast and go, I'm going to use whatever word it is, you know, optimization. And somehow that word just doesn't speak to you a week later, and you're like, oh, try to find one before you really commit to it that you think is going to really spark this on. So stay with it. And if it really isn't working for you, find another one, okay? Find one that goes, because this really does work. And since I've been using the system of consistency and now the prioritization, I have been able to, I launched an e-commerce site, I added a second blog, I'm hopefully now back to podcasting regularly, this one being my first after quite a while, and I apologize for that, but as you hear, I have a lot going on. I just shot all these other videos, I'm selling on Poshmark, I just became an affiliate for FabFitFun boxes, and you know, all these things that I'm doing and I'm putting myself out there. It all takes time, and there's also a learning curve to things. You know, I'm trying to put an ebook together this summer, and so there's a lot happening, and no, I don't get to it all. And I'm not telling you all that to brag to you, because believe me, if I could get to all that, I would be thrilled, but I'm doing it the way that I can do it with the energy and the focus that I have and using this one-word system. So if I can do this, you can do this. All right. You've heard me say this, and I've written this, that we're more alike as people than we are different. So, you know, and everybody has certain talents and maybe flaws that, you know, may be different from someone else, but we're all pretty much at the heart of things the same. So, okay. I know I mentioned before that it's June, you know, coming into July. So this is like a 6-month checkup, and it is for me as well as for you. So where are you? You know, where, and I've been looking at this as we come into June, and that's sort of why I've been pushing through to get things done that have been on my list that I haven't gotten to that I'm like, okay. I also have books that I started that I want to finish, and I picked up one recently, and I hadn't picked it up in a while, and I read it, and I thought, oh my God, I wrote this? I got to get back to this. So again, that's working now into my cycle, and I wasn't ready for it before. I just couldn't get to it 6 months ago. I didn't have the energy or the focus for it. But now with all these other things that I'm getting done, because I'm prioritizing, the lists are getting shorter, I'm feeling clearer, I can do other things, and now I can start to introduce a few. I don't want to say new because it's not new. I've worked on it before, and it's pretty good and somewhat far along, but it needs cleaning up and it needs editing, and I need to finish and flush out ideas and add a few more chapters, that kind of thing. But that's all work involved, you know, so it's time to sort of include that now in my daily list of things that I want to work on. I'm just looking at my notes. I don't want to miss anything. So now, listen, we all fall off the wagon. Like I said, we have off days. It's okay if you do. Take that day. If you need a day to go to the beach, or you need a day to, you know, have a pajama day or bake cookies or get your hair done, or do it. That's what makes, you know, for choice and rewards. Use it as a reward, you know, or if it's just a day that you need that, then just do it. Start again the next day. You got to keep starting. That's something I've learned. Like, and you got to start. That's something I didn't understand a long time ago. You've got to start things. You got to just try it. Whether or not, like, it's just, you got to try it. And you don't know as much as you prepare until you start to do it, really, how to do it and do it well. And, you know, the older you get, the more you realize that time is going to pass anyway. You might as well be where you want to be at the end of it. Like, you might as well be working towards things and things that you want to do. And I'm not just talking about work, like career work. I'm saying, like, maybe you want to, for me, you know, I took up ice skating after 9/11. It was one of those things I had ice skated as a kid on the river, but I never really figure skated properly. I didn't have great skates and I never had lessons. And after 9/11, I said, you know, as an adult, I'm going to get skates and a coach and I'm going to start skating. Now, I loved it, and it was one of those things that was great for me, you know, and I had to take time off from that because, unfortunately, I hurt my hip, but I'm going to go back to it. So, and there's other things that I've taken up. So what is it you want to do? What is it that's going to give you some joy and some, and those are your rewards, but it's also part of your, and for me, it's prioritization. You know, I have other priorities right now versus getting on the ice. I need to, I'm exercising in other ways. And if you aren't on my newsletter, please join my newsletter if you come to betterbrightereasier.com or herewearewithlucy.com. I'm giving out some really good information in the newsletter. It's not just selling. There's only one little section about Rumigator on there. There are other sections, and honestly, it's been doing really well, and I'm so pleased, and thank you to all the people who have signed up for it. So you can keep, you know, in touch with me, and if you have something really important you want to share with me, please reach out and let me know, and maybe I can share it in some way, or you can comment on the blog. You can always email me through the blog, okay? Let's get back to this one word thing, because it's starting to get a little short on time here. With Christmas in July. You know, we have Christmas in July every year. Some retailers all do this. I actually have a lot of sales things and shopping ideas. I may do that on the next newsletter. I don't know yet. But, and that's one of the other things I launched this year is the newsletter. It's Christmas in July is a great way to say, okay, whether you celebrate Christmas or not, where am I half year? You know, yearly, where am I? And, you know, it's 6 months now since January 1st. Most resolutions went out the window the first week of January. That's okay. Most resolutions never work. I have an article called Resolution Schmesolution. You know, they don't really work. It's more about finding something and changing. And, you know, the consensus is that a new habit is formed after 21 days or 21 tries, and then you start to have a new habit. And I think probably that's about right for me with this one word process, where this year I really said, I'm doing this. I gotta get help here somehow to get all this stuff done that I want to do, that it's calling to me, and I can't get to it all, and I'm just getting in my own way. And so I think it really took me from January 1st to probably around February 1st to really feel the results. So in me telling you that, it's not that I was dragging my feet. It was just sort of figuring it out. I don't want you to be discouraged. I want you to try it. And it may take you a month. It could take you 2 months or 3 months. Everyone's individual. But The idea is to do it and to start to see that you are more productive, that you are living more of the life you want. You're not overwhelmed by certain things. And a side bonus to this is that you will have a day where everything's like, woo, swirling around. And you're going to stick to that word and get what you need to get done. And when you do that, the bonus is that all that other stuff, and I'm stuff in quotes, you know, whatever it is, goes to the back of what is important. It goes to the bottom. I don't want to say it goes to the bottom of the barrel because it's still probably stuff that, you know, is important to you, but it's just sort of like not important in terms of what you're really focusing on. It's all stuff that you realize, so what? So what if I don't get to that today? That's not a priority. That's not going to get me where I want to be. It starts to filter through the important stuff for you, what really means something to you. So that's, like I said, it's a nice bonus. It's a nice way to go, yeah, you know what? I don't need to, you know, sweep the porch every day, whatever. Sometimes, you know, if you've listened to my podcast, my examples are off the cuff and they're not always the best, but you know what I'm saying, okay? And then those things that don't seem so important to you get less important to you, and the things that are important to you become clearer. And that's one of the things that I hear a lot of people say, like, I don't know what I want to do. I don't know what my passion is. Other people seem to have a passion and I don't know my passion. Well, if that's you, that's maybe because you just have too much in front of you. So when you start to filter through and things start to get clearer, you will start to go, hey, you know what? I forgot that I really like to paint. Or, you know, when I was a kid, I used to go hiking and I really liked it. And I haven't been hiking in 20 years. And why am I not hiking? Let me go look at hiking boots. And where can I go hiking locally? And you start to say, like, you know, that's your reward. Or that could be, you know, if you want to be a hiking guide. Who knows what it is? Whatever it is, it's going to make you happy. Life is short. You know, you got to use each day, and that's what this one word thing. One word is all you need is the title of this podcast. And for me, it is all I need to keep going and doing what I'm doing. Of course, that's quite a global statement. And, you know, the last 29 minutes have explained that to you. But anyway, I hope I've made my point. And I want to read one more quote. This is something from my grandmother. I believe I used it in another podcast from Loving Yourself. But I think it's really important. Again, it's about doing it all. And so let me just tell you what it is. I'm going to read it to you. She used to say, you can do some of it all of the time, but you can't do all of it all of the time. And do it well. So do your best at what's in front of you. I'm going to read this again. You can do some of it all of the time, but you can't do all of it all of the time and do it well. So do your best at what's in front of you. And I hope that in this discussion, the idea of one word being all you need to guide you will help you streamline what you're doing, what's important, the thing that you should be working on. And I would love to hear from you. You know, you can always find me where you can find me. Here we are with Lucy.com. Now I have the e-commerce site, Better, Brighter, Easier with Rumigator, and hopefully I'll be expanding the product line soon. I know you're busy, and I hope that this information always makes your life better, brighter, and easier, and that's why I do it. So come find me, you know, email me, watch the videos, let me know, and if there's any way I can ever help you or you have an idea, please shoot it at me. You know, I'd love to hear from all my listeners and readers. It's always a joy for me. I'm Lucy Weston, and I'm so glad to be your host on this podcast, Loving Yourself Part 4, One Word is All You Need. And until next time, be well, and we will talk again soon. Thank you so much for listening. See you next time.